Good afternoon, affiliates. This is your PM News Call for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. Cut one.
Today, we are here to announce our continued investment in the community, and more importantly, the expansion of our operation here in Shreveport.
That's SLB Data Center's Director Andrew Johnson, who says their $30 million investment will result in 600 new jobs, adding to the 660 employees they currently have. Paige Carter with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development says this partnership with SLB is exactly what they are trying to build statewide.
Long-term relationships with companies that grow with us, that innovate with us and believe in the potential of our regions and our people.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Cut two.
Reporters asked Wilson on Tuesday morning if he will be part of Lane Kiffin's staff.
Let's play this game on the 27th, and we'll go into those details later.
Kiffin has already brought much of his offensive staff from Ole Miss to LSU, including running backs coach Kevin Smith, which was the role Wilson filled on the Tigers coaching staff prior to Brian Kelly's firing. Wilson was also asked if linebacker Whit Weeks will return for his senior season.
It's still open for discussion. I know he met with Coach Kiff about it as well, so it's an ongoing conversation.
I'm Andre Champagne.
Cut three.
It should not be about an ideology or a hostility on the basis of a personal prejudice.
Cut four.
If a mother wants to give her child a safe, effective vaccine when the child is born, she should be able to do that. And changing recommendations will make it harder for that insurance coverage to be assured.
Cut five.
Before the birth dose recommendation, it's not a mandate, it's a recommendation, there are about 20,000 cases of hepatitis B associated with birth per year. Now it's down to 20 a year.
Cut six.
You can see our very large SLB logo on the side of the building. I'm always happy to tell people this is actually the largest SLB sign in existence. But something I'm more proud of is this site is now the largest SLB facility in the world.
Cut seven.
So in January, next month, we'll begin our next phase of expansion where we will invest $30 million into the facility to continue to modernize this campus. With that comes 600 new jobs through 2027 that will be created.
Cut eight.
They have chosen Shreveport because the region delivers. It delivers companies in a digital infrastructure and advanced manufacturing the needs and the abilities to grow, to exceed expectations, and to continue doubling down.
Cut nine.
We just want to finish what we've started with this football team, with the team of 2025. Give them our undivided attention before transition happens. And so until then, nothing will necessarily happen in that regard.
Cut 10.
Mansoor is out. Garrett is out. Aaron Anderson is not likely. And Braylon Moore has a chance. We'll see if he's ready to go. And Whit Weeks will be out.
Cut 11.
Great harmony amongst and coexisting with all of us in the building because we're all pulling for LSU.
Cut 12.
If you're having a bad day, if you're not okay, that's okay. Call 988. And talk to somebody who cares.
Cut 13.
There are a lot of pressures that are unforeseen during the holidays. Certain things happen that you don't expect, and all those things can be difficult to handle sometimes.
Cut 14.
They're both Louisiana companies, and they're hiring local people, they're trained in local people, and so they're able to respond from within the state.